We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
You know, this is a little bit non-traditional.
A little more zen in the startup life. Founder.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
Ciao da Roma, io sono Yasmin e benvenuto in questo nuovo episodio.
Hi from Rome, and welcome to a new episode of Zen Founder that Sherry did.
Part of the 8-week Zen Founder curriculum is to do the VIA assessment, Values in Action assessment. And it's a pretty quick little kind of personality test, but it's something that helps assess not necessarily your personality, but things that are important to you. And it's a quick measure. It's free. So I like to use it for the tribes, but it's also a great option if you're trying to figure out how to reset or bring a little bit more rest and relaxation into your life. I have taken it a couple of different times. Sometimes I forget my results and then can't find my assessment. So I recently retook it as part of the latest Zen tribe that ran this fall. And my top value, the thing that really is very core to who I am and what's important to me, is a value called appreciation of beauty. And it's been important for me to reconnect with this value in the last couple of weeks and months, partially because it's been a really, really hard year for my family. And particularly in the last couple of months, I've made numerous trips across the country to visit my dad, who is struggling with cancer. Rob and I are going to talk about this more in a future episode, but we've also took emergency custody of some kids in our family. So we, in the last 2 months, have gone from 2 to 4 children. And that, as you can imagine, has been chaotic and challenging. And all of this, of course, has happened as I'm finishing up the book that I've been working on all year, and a season of travel. Rob's been planning and then hosting MicroConf Europe, of course, this fall. So it's been a really challenging couple of months for me personally, professionally, and then for our family. So all that to say, I have needed to return to the values that are most important to me, because one of the things that is helpful about returning to your core values is that that's often how you reset. That's sort of your deepest, most soulful part of yourself. And I had planned months ago to bring the kids with Rob and I to go to MicroConf Europe, which was in Portugal, in Lisbon, the second week of November. So we had this whole plan in place where we were going to spend time in Lisbon and then spend time in Rome, where we have some friends, and we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving together. But because of these new kiddos that have been with us, we couldn't get them passports in time, and lots of rigmarole and drama. Rob traveled with Finn and Fisher, our two kiddos, to Lisbon. And then we met up in Rome for a couple days, and then I stayed in Rome by myself for another week. And this time in Rome has been really important. Of course, I know it's Rome and it's fabulous, but it's also been the perfect place for me to reconnect with this appreciation of beauty part of me that's so essential to kind of igniting and motivating me. And throughout the last week, of course, I've spent time in museums, really spent some time looking at the Pietà, the Michelangelo sculpture that features this sort of young, angelic image of Mary holding the body of Jesus. It's a really rich sculpture that captures a lot of emotion, both in terms of grief and thinking about things that are lost and how we hold and mourn. And it was just a statue I kind of needed to sit with, given some of the grief and mourning that I've been doing over the last year. Also, in the Vatican, in the Vatican Museum, is this really, really simple mother and child that I love in the Matisse gallery. It's just a very simple kind of line drawing that Matisse did, but it has this very pear-shaped rotund mother holding an image of an infant. And it's so simple, especially in comparison to these very romanticized or Renaissance images of the Holy Family. I love this Matisse piece because it's very bare bones and very clear. So anyway, there's been some pieces of art that have really spoken to me in the last week as I've been here. Also, I spent the day walking around the Colosseum in the rain and spent a couple of days exploring wine and food in the hills in Tuscany. So there's certainly no shortage of beauty in Italy, and I've been able to reconnect with both natural beauty and artistic beauty. And then, of course, found a beautiful pair of Italian leather shoes that I'm very excited about. But the reason this is important isn't necessarily just because of travel. Of course, travel is a deep love of mine and something that Rob and I have prioritized for ourselves and for our family, for our kids. We want to be people who are comfortable exploring and being flexible and connected to the greater world that's outside of our own specific lives. But being in Rome has been really, really restful and important because I, as a human, am someone who needs to find ways to restore and repair and make beautiful things that are broken. And Rome is a great place to do that. In particular, because it's such an old city, it's a city among ruins, but so much of the beauty of the city comes from these old things that are now breaking and crumbling, but yet they've been well cared for and preserved in a way that makes them beautiful, helps them to be beautiful. Part of the other thing that's been really restoring about this trip is that I've been able to spend time with some other makers, some other creatives. So, for example, through some friends, I connected with a winemaker who is growing and producing Brunello near Monticino in Tuscany. I've also spent time with a filmmaker, an architect, a former captain of the Swiss Guard. Those are the people from Switzerland who guard the Pope. And then an 80-year-old former newspaper woman who ran a newspaper that covered all of the educational policy for Italy, all the educational news. One more to mention is an inventor who is creating a way to dehydrate mozzarella and ship it around the world so that people in all parts of the world can have access to really yummy, fresh, good mozzarella cheese. So one of the great things about being around people from all of these different countries and places who are also thinking about how to take things that they love and make a business out of it has been really great conversations that I have in the context of my own business. But now I'm having them with a winemaker and a cheesemaker. Like, who is your target audience and how do you want to reach them and how do you connect with them? And I love the similarities in the conversations that we have, as well as the uniquenesses of our vision and the things that drive us. So being around other people who are also entrepreneurs and who are makers has been really restorative for me. It's, of course, something that I do all the time. That's part of my job. But in this case, I wasn't hosting anyone. I was being hosted. I was being a guest. I was offered the opportunity to be the person who's learning and exploring, which is really important to be able to shift in and out of roles. In the context of Zen Founder, I'm the one who's helping people think, and I'm the one who is creating tribes, creating spaces for people. But it was such a pleasure to be in a place where I could be the novice, I could be the learner, and kind of be invited to join a tribe of Italian entrepreneurs and Italian makers. So connecting with beauty, connecting with other entrepreneurs, those were the really important elements that have helped this trip be restorative. The other thing for me is finding lots of spaces of quiet, being able to spend a whole morning wandering around and not necessarily have to talk to anyone else if I don't want to, just exploring and seeing and watching and being kind of alone in my own thoughts and quiet in my own thoughts, being able to observe and take in information without having the pressure of responding to it or without having the pressure of needing to like organize and manipulate and do anything with what I'm seeing. just sitting, just looking, just watching, just smelling. And I'd say the fourth element that's been helpful and important in having a restorative trip is been movement. And that's lots and lots of walking, morning runs along the river, making time to get moving and get out and explore the city on foot and really let it be a kinesthetic, immersive experience that also is helpful for just restoring and resetting how my body's feeling. So we're going into a season that is really fun and exciting for a lot of people, but also really challenging for some. And I think the holidays can be really lonely. There can also be a lot of pressure at the end of the year to get financial benchmarks taken care of, to get things shipped, to get things done. And I just want to acknowledge that this can be a really hard season for a lot of people. And I'm not assuming that everyone is able to pick up and hop to Rome for a week, but I do want to encourage people, encourage you to find places in your life where you can do things that are specifically restoring to you. Maybe art and beauty aren't your thing and you want to find something else, but figuring out what really does help you get out of your head and into the rest of the world or into your body or into an experience that feels a little bit transcendent to your specific day-to-day problems. That's really, really important, especially in a time when you might be experiencing increased stress. So again, for me, this trip has been really important because it has offered me the opportunity to reconnect with one of my core values, which is the appreciation of beauty. It's offered me the chance to explore a different version of my tribe by hanging out with other makers and entrepreneurs. It's given me some quiet time. It's also given me some time and space for movement and getting outside and being really active. Of course, I forgot to mention that I've been eating so much amazing, amazing food, worth every calorie, by the way. Got no issues with that. So here's the challenge. Here's the invitation, is to find a strategy, to be very intentional about finding a way to work through this holiday season or to spend some time reconnecting with who you are, with what resets and restores you, and then spend some time doing things that really help you reconnect with the things that are most important to you. So for me, that's been a week in Rome. It can easily be a hike in the woods. It can easily be a great meal with friends and family. It can easily be an afternoon spent curled up on the sofa with a blanket reading a good book. But give yourself permission and time, especially in the midst of a super busy and sometimes painful and sometimes stressful holiday season. Hopefully Rob and I will be back on the podcast again next week. We are hopefully in the very final stages of getting the book ready to be published. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how much more work that has been than I thought it would be. But the audiobook is recorded. The editor is all done. The book is with CreateSpace being formatted for printing. So hopefully it'll be out soon. All right. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.